with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department announcing sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones. The suit alleges Apple used its control over the iPhone to engage in, quote, an illegal course of conduct.
Monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers, and they increase costs for consumers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department had no choice but to act.
If left unchallenged, Apple will only continue to strengthen its smartphone monopoly. But there's a law for that. The Justice Department will vigorously enforce antitrust law. Enforcing the law protects consumers from higher prices and fewer choices.
Russia has fired at least 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kyiv before dawn. An estimated 12 to 15 people, including a child, have been hurt. Also at SRNnews.com, European Union leaders have gathered in Brussels to discuss concerns over Ukraine and Gaza.
The leaders will talk about how to boost arms for Ukraine, as well as their concerns over Israel's intended offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza. In Ukraine, the army's munition stocks are desperately low, and Russia has more and better armed troops. At the EU, new plans are on the table, notably to use the profits from frozen Russian assets to buy Ukraine arms and ammunition. Also on the agenda is Gaza. Israel's plan to enter Rafah on the border with Egypt has caused global alarm because of the potential for harm to the hundreds of thousands of...
This is SRN News. Planet Fitness goes all in when it comes to transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The nationwide gym franchise has a hard and fast rule. If you're a man and you feel like you're a woman, you can use the women's locker rooms and bathrooms. And if real women have a problem with that, tough. Patricia Silva found that out this month when she objected to a man disrobing in the women's locker room in her Fairbanks, Alaska Planet Fitness, and she had her membership revoked. Some critics say it's time for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It has been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria that, of course, sparked outrage around the world. The problem is the African country has not been resolved. The problems there. Earlier this month, it happened again. This is SRN News. Existing home sales increasing to a one-year high in February as supply continued to improve somewhat.
The National Association of Realtors says home sales jumped 9.5% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.38 million units, the highest level since February 2023. Economists had forecast home resales would fall to a rate of 3.94 million units. The rebound occurred despite a plunge in pending home sales in January.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The housing inventory did surge 5.9% to just over 1 million units last month. Sweet Easter baskets likely to come at a bitter cost this year for many consumers. The price of cocoa continues on an extremely upward trend. More details at SRNnews.com.